नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण
कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 43।
हित्वा कलेवरं तीर्थे गंगायां दर्शनानु सद्यद् स्वरूपं जग्रे भगवत्पार्श्ववर्तिनाम्।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।
अपॉन सीइंग द विष्णु दूतास, अजामिल गेव अप हिज मटेरियल बॉडी एट हरिद्वार ऑन द बैंक ऑफ गैंजीज। He regained his original spiritual body, which was a body appropriate for an associate of the Lord.
Purport.
The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tektva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attain my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The result of perfection in Krishna consciousness is that after giving up one's material body, one is immediately transferred to the spiritual world in one's original spiritual body to become an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some devotees go to Vaikuntha Loka and others go to Golok Vrindavan to become associates of Krishna.
Hare Krishna. First, I would like to take blessings of all the senior devotees and assembled Vaishnavas. And after taking their blessings, I could speak something. So, in this today's verse, we are seeing that how Ajamil, after undergoing so much of troubles, and now he has perfected his life, and the ultimate goal he has attained, he has now given up his body, material body, and he has gone to spiritual world, to the Vaikuntha Loka. So in this purport, Prabhupada mentions one point, that some devotees go to Vaikuntha Loka and others go to Golok Vrindavan to become associates of Krishna. So I would like to speak on this, and also like this is, the Ajamil has perfected his life, so that is also our goal of life. And in Chaitanya Charitamrit, the passing away of Haridas Thakur is also very exemplary. So I will talk about that also. And today is Lalita Shashti, so little bit from glories of Lalitaji. So as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vratan Devan, Pitra Nyanti Prithu Vratan, Bhutani Yanti Bhuticha, Yanti Majjhajini Upimam. So if you worship demigods, you will go to the planets of demigods. And if you worship ancestors, you will go to the Pitruloka, ancestral planets. And if you worship Bhuta, Pret, Pishachaj, ghost, so you will go to that loka. And Yanti Majjhajino. And if you worship me, you will come to me, he said. And similarly, we see that now Krishna also expands himself. He has his Golok Dham, Golok Vrindavan. And he has many Vaikuntha lokas, which is spiritual world. So in that also, the same principle applies. Like if we worship Narsingdev, so we will go to Narsingdev's planet. I will be an eternal associate in Narsingdev's Vaikuntha Loka. If you are worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan, so we will go to the Vaikuntha Loka where Lakshmi Narayan are worshipped there. and then there are so many avatars. So same principle applies. So here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Yanti Majjajino. If you worship Krishna, then you can go to the Golok Dham. But this Golok Dham is so rarely achieved. The third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita especially states this, how rare it is to go to Golok Dham. To go to Vaikuntha Dham is not so, any time you can go, because every yuga there is an avatar. Because as Krishna says that, yada yada idharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhithanam idharmasya tadatmanam. So every yuga Krishna appears. But he does not personally appear. He appears in his incarnations, his expansions or his expansions of expansions or amsha. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, to make this point that how to attend this Golok Vrindavan is so rare and the appearance of Lord Chaitanya is so rare and what he is offering is also very, very rare. So this very wonderful shloka, we know everybody knows. This is the Ishtadev mantra, because our Ishtadev for Gaudiya Sampradaya, our Ishtadev is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So when Rupa Goswami writes this book, Vidagdha Madhav, in that this is the prayer which he writes for his Ishtadev. When Ramanand Rai asked that what is your Ishtadev prayers, so he writes this verse. Anarpita charim chirat karunayavatirnah kalo samarpayaitum annojjalarasam subhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dute kadamba sandipitah sadar dhayakandare spuratu vah sachinandanah. So this verse explains the rarity of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and rarity of what Mahaprabhu has come to give. So here this mentions an anarpit charim chirat. For a long, long time it was not offered. And now to offer that, karunaya avatirna kalu. Now that very merciful Lord has descended. And samarpitum unujjwalarasam. And what he is giving is unujjwalaras. That is the rush of Golokodham, that is Vrindavan. So now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami elaborately explains this verse. So he says that Krishna is always enjoying his pastime, eternal pastime in Golok Vrindavan. And he comes here in the material world, in each universe. In each universe there is one Brahma. So in one day of Brahma, Krishna appears. So as we know that one day of Brahma is such a big, long time. Because now we are present in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. And then there is Dwapar Yuga. And then Treta Yuga. And then Satya Yuga. So Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali combined forms one Divya Yuga. And that's in the 71 Divya Yugas make one Manvantara Avatar. That is after that, like first Manvantara Avatar was Swayambhu Manu. So after 17 Divya Yugas, the second Manu will appear. Then again after 71 Divya Yugas, third Manu will appear. So in this way, now this is the seventh Manu, which is Vaivashvata Manu. And in this Vaivashvata Manu, 28th Divya Yuga, 28th Divya Yuga, Krishna appears. That is at the end of Dwapara Yuga. And then in that same the next Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. So that means that in one day of Brahma, which is a so long time, anarpita charim chirat, so this long time is described, that how long this time is. And Krishna appears in one day, and in the same Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. So that's why Krishna is thinking,
चीरकाल नाही करी प्रेम भक्ति दान, भक्ति बिना जगतेर नाही अवस्थान. सो ही इज थिंकिंग दैट फॉर अ लॉन्ग लॉन्ग टाइम आई हैव नॉट गिवन दिस प्रेम भक्ति. दिस प्रेम भक्ति रेफर्स टू द गोलोक वृंदावन, द भक्ति ऑफ गोलोक वृंदावन. एंड भक्ति बिना जगतेर नाही अवस्थान. सो विदाउट दिस भक्ति दिस कंप्लीटली दिस वर्ल्ड हैज बिकम कंप्लीटली ड्राई, बिकॉज the rasa of Golok Vrindavan is completely free from Aishwarya Gyan. So here he, Krishna says that the whole world is worshipping me in the mood of awe and reverence. And he says that this awe and reverence, by this awe and reverence you will attain Vaikuntha Loka. You cannot attain Golok Dham. So Aishwarya Sthitila Prem Nahi Mora Prit. And this Aishwarya Bhav Preet, that Krishna personally, personal, Krishna's to Bhagwan Swam. He doesn't like this Aishwarya Bhav. That's why in Golok Dham we see that Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhura. There is no Aishwarya Bhav. In these three rasas, in Sakhya Ras, a devotee considered Krishna to be his friend. And he plays with Krishna like Sridhama Saka. And Krishna has to carry him. And Sridhama Saka says that you are not so great. You and me are both same. I am also a cowherd boy and you are also a cowherd boy. So they don't have the knowledge that Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. And they think whatever Krishna can do, I also can do. If Krishna can lift Govardhan Hill, I can also lift Govardhan Hill. So that is the samabhav. And that increases the intimacy of love with Krishna. Because when if their friends know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they cannot play with him with full heart. They will always side Krishna. Okay, let Krishna, because he is God. If we try to win over him, then it will be an offense. So Krishna puts in them in yoga maya so that they forget that Krishna is God, and then they can openly play and Krishna can enjoy more this rasa. And similarly in Vatsalya Bhav also, Yashoda Mai, she is thinking that I have to take care of Krishna. And here we see that in Bhagavad Gita and all Vedic scriptures proclaim that Krishna is maintainer of everybody. Right from ant to an elephant, everybody is maintained by Krishna. But here, Mother Yashoda, she is thinking that I have to breastfeed him. If I don't feed him, then how will he maintain his life? So I have to take care of him. And if he does some naughty things, I have to punish him. So we see that Utkhal Leela, where Yashoda Mai binds Krishna. Nobody can bind Krishna, but Yashoda Mai, she binds Krishna, and Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. The death personified himself, fear personified himself, is afraid of Krishna. And here Krishna is afraid of Yashoda. So in this way, there is intimacy. And of course, in Madhurya Ras, where the devotee, especially gopis, they think that Krishna is their lover. And Krishna likes that. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami stated that, Priya yadi man kare kare varsan, veda stuti hoite hare sai moraman. So he says that if the gopis, they become angry on me, and they ridicule me, they blaspheme me, they criticize me. So that criticism, that blasphemy is more, I relish more than the Vedastuti. This Vedastuti, many big, big demigods like Shiva, Indra, and big, big rishis continuously glorifying Lord through Vedic mantras and all this thing. And Krishna goes to sleep. But when these gopis, they criticize or blaspheme Krishna, and that he relishes. So that is the mood of Krishna, because there is that intimacy. So that is what is Goloka Prem. So that is what Krishna personally likes. He doesn't like that Aishwarya Bhav. So he says that, Apani karimu bhakta bhava angikare, Apani achare bhakti shikhamu sabare. So he says, now I will appear in this Kali Yuga, and Apani karimu bhakta bhav. I will take that bhakta bhav.
and apani acharya bhakti. I will personally act as a bhakta and do this bhakti and shikhamu sabar, and I will teach the whole world. So in this way, Prabhupada says that how, like, if a teacher is writing A, B, C, D on the blackboard, so one should not consider that this teacher is also learning A, B, C, D. He is writing on the board so that the pupil, students may learn. So similarly, if we think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just a devotee of Krishna, as especially it is very popular in Odisha and Bengal, so in the history book you will find saints of India, and one among the saints, Mahaprabhu is given saints of India. So people think that Mahaprabhu is also one devotee. But we understand through this scriptural support that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is Krishna. So that's why also Krishna has said that, because Krishna is the leader of all, Nityo Nityanam Chetnas Chetnam Eko Vihonam Vividhati Kama. So he is the leader, and Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yadyad Acharite Srishtal Tatta Devitarjana. So generally the common people, they follow what leaders do. So Krishna is leader of all, so he has to set an example. So taking that also, he says that now I will appear, and I myself will, because in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna gave instructions. He gave instruction to Arjuna by telling Bhagavad Gita or Uddhav Gita, and so many instructions he gave. But he never practiced personally. But when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes the form of a devotee. So here Krishna is thinking, what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning, that Yuga Dharma Pavartaka Haya Amsha Haite Ama Vina Anya Nare Vraja Prema Dite. So this sentence is very, very important. So Krishna is saying that to establish religious principle, this my amsha, yuga dharma pravartaka amsha haite, this my planetary portion, they can take care. This Mahavishnu or Purusha Avataras, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, they are capable of taking care and establishing religious principle, destroying all the miscreants, demons. But ama vina anya nare vraja premadite. Only Krishna has that prerogative to give this Brajaras, the love of Vrindavan. Even Lord Vishnu and Narayan, they cannot give this Braj Prem. What to speak of Brahma, Shiva. So in this way, here as Prabhupada is mentioning, that some people go to Vaikuntha Loka and some people go to Golok Vrindavan. But this going to Golok Vrindavan is so rare, as we saw in this case, that Krishna appears in one day and only Krishna can give. So that means you can go to Golok Dham only in one day of Brahma. And now this is the time. We are so fortunate that just 500 years back Mahaprabhu appeared, and the 5000 years back Krishna appeared. Now if you take the time span of one day of Brahma, like Prabhupada used to say that recently Mahaprabhu appeared. Now if in crores of years, just 500 years is like just one moment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just appeared one moment. And we are so fortunate that at this time we got the opportunity to associate with Sadhu and come to know about. And this will remain for some time. And if we foolishly, miss this opportunity and go somewhere else, then we don't know what will be our destiny. We may fall into 84 lakh species and again, go to some other heavenly planets, and we will not get the special benefit of appearance of Mahaprabhu. So there is no certainty. So now, at present, we have this opportunity. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is urging that take this opportunity, but this opportunity will never come again and again. So that is what is the rarity. So that's why we have to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as and his Sankirtan movement. So yajanti hi sumedasa, Krishna varanam tishvakrishnam sangopangastra parshadam yagyar sankirtana prayar yajanti hi sumedasa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but he is Akrishna. He is not black. He is yellow in color, and the supporting statement is Asan Varna Trayasya Ghrunato Yogam Tanu. Shukla Raktas Tatha Pita. So Garg Muni, he is saying that Krishna appeared before, that is in white color, in red color, and in yellow color. And now he has appeared in black color, that is Krishna. So in this way, we come to know that this Akrishna is golden color. And Yajnir Sankirtana prior, and what is his activity? He will distribute the Sankirtan. And Yajanti Sumitesa, and one who worships him, they are very, very fortunate. They are, so Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami writes, Sankirtana Pravartaka Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtana Yajnatare Bhaje Sai Dhanya. So the mode of worship to Lord Chaitanya is through Sankirtan, not by any other yajnas or any meditation. If you want to worship Lord Chaitanya, the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. This is the mode of worship to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why there is a verse, the ending verse for the Sankirtan. That is Nama Yagya Mahayagya. This Nama Yagya is Mahayagya, Kalo Kalama Nashana. And it destroys all the faults. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prityarthe Nama Yagya Samapaya. So after every Kirtan, this end bowing prayers is offered. So that we are doing this Kirtan for whom? That is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prityarthe, for the satisfaction, for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. So in this way, we have to take, the intelligent people should take to this Sankirtan movement. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Saita Sumeda Aru Kubuddhi Samsar Sarva Yagya Haite Krishna Nama Yagya Sar. So it says that those who accept it, they are Sumeda, they are very intelligent. And Aru Kubuddhi Samsar, and all others are fools, those who don't take to the Sankirtan. So in this way, now he is explaining how much rare, how much valuable is this bhakti, especially this holy name. So he goes on to explain that how koti ashwamegha yagya ek krishna nama sama jai kahe se paashande dande tarayama. Now he says that if 1 crore ashwamegha yagya is equal to 1 holy name of Krishna, if somebody says like this, then he is punished by Yamraj. His destination is towards hellish planet. Because, and now you see this Ashwamegha is not an ordinary thing. And 1 crore means very big thing. Now to perform 1 Ashwamegha yagya, you have to become the king of the entire world. Because you should be unchallenged. The horse is sent in different provinces and nobody can challenge that horse. And if somebody catch that horse, then he has to challenge. And if he is defeated, his whole Ashwamegha yagya is, failed. So in this way, he has to be, so that means to become a king of such caliber, he needs so much of heaps and heaps of pious activity. Unless and until you are pious, you cannot become, this Janmaishwara Shruta Shriva, you cannot get that good birth or wealth or good learning and beauty. You cannot get, you can get through pious activity. So to become king is such a, and you need so much of pure paraphernalia and pure brahmanas and, these demigods, they have to come. So these demigods, they are so elevated personalities. They don't go to any person, Tom, Dick, Harry. Suppose somebody, Jhopadpatti wala, of Dharavi, he calls some rich man. This rich man will not go to his place. We will say, what is my, status? How can I go to this? So in this way, that person who performs the yagya and he has to invite this demigods, he has to be of same caliber. The demigods should feel pride to go there. So in this way, he has to have heaps and heaps of pious activity. So to perform 1 Ashwamegha yagya, so much of pious activities required. And Indra has performed 100 Ashwamedh Yajna. Now you can see how pious Indra may be. We read so many scandals and we take Indra very cheaply, but Indra is so pious and so devoted. He has so much of heaps and heaps of pious activity in his credit. That's why he has become Indra. But now, if one performs 1 crore Ashwamedh Yajna, but still Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, if one thinks that this 1 crore Ashwamedh Yajna is equal to 1 holy name of Krishna, then he is punished by Yamaraj. So that is the 8th offense. That is, one should not consider the holy name to be one of the, you know, karmakand, some benefit. So in this way, this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that how rare is this bhakti. Jnata sulabha mukti bhukti yagyadi punyata shreyam sadhana sahasra hari bhakti sudurlabha. So if one is jnani and he wants liberation from this material existence, Krishna gives it very easily. Jnata sulabha mukti, he immediately gets mukti. Bhukti yagyadi punyata. So if you want to enjoy sense gratification, do some yagya, yagyas, do some pious activity, Krishna awards you. Bhukti yagyadi punyata. Shreyam sadhana sahasra. And if you want mystic potencies like anima, lagima, siddhi, that also you can easily get. But hari bhakti sudurlabha. This hari bhakti is very, very rare. Krishna dajit chute bhakte mukti diya kabu bhakti na den rakhina lukai. So Krishna, he never gives this bhakti very easily. Rakhina lukai, he always keep it himself. It's very, very rare. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, such a rare, this Golokera Premardhana Harinam Sankirtan, this Golok Premdhan, this Harinam Sankirtan, he is giving this name to everybody. He is giving this prem to everybody. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Hena Prema Sri Chaitanya Dila Jatha Tatha Jagai Madhai Paryanta Anyere Kakatha. So, he says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened that treasure and he distributed it not like water also, because now water is also very costly. 12 rupees we have to pay. So, now air is also becoming, pure air is also becoming very, you know, expensive. So he is just giving cheaper than air and water. So and we can see that how Jagai Madhai, they were so sinful that, you know, after they were delivered, Yamaraj, you know, he asked, he was amazed, because Yamaraj used to every day come and watch the Mahapuru's activities, because he was reducing his burden, because he was delivering people. So his job was getting, you know, he was getting relaxation. So when he came to know that Jaga Madhai were delivered, so he just asked this Chitragupta that how much sin they had committed. So Chitragupta said that why you want to struggle which you cannot attain? Why you are taking so much trouble? He says there were 100,000 scribers. And the messengers, they were just coming and giving reports. And it was so much, every day they used to go, and they got so much exhausted, they were on their verge of death. And these scribers, when they were writing, they were weeping, because they had so much to have to write, they were suffer so much. And their sins were like big mountain. But the thing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like a sesame seed, he threw this all sins just like a sesame seed. And so now we want permission that we want to take all these reports and drown them in the ocean. So give us the permission. So hearing this, Yamaraj goes into ecstasy and starts dancing, and he falls sometimes unconscious, and it is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that he mounts on his chariot and he just goes here and there, and all demigods are mounted on the chariot, and everywhere they are just jubilant and dancing, and But the thing is was that Yamaraj was so much in ecstasy that he used to fell unconscious. And everybody was jubilant on their chariots, but Yamaraj was unconscious, and everybody asked that, why Yamaraj is unconscious? What has happened to him? So Chitragupta, you know, he elaborated that this is what has happened. He has gone into ecstasy. So Vrindavan Das Thakur described that how the whole, the demigods, they were dancing. And Shiva was dancing in ecstasy when he heard that Jagai Madhai were delivered. That his matted hair completely, you know, was loosened. And he did not, when he was dancing, he was not aware of his clothes. And when Ananta heard that Jagai Madhai were delivered, he was swinging his head in so much of ecstasy that it is said that he was touching the back of the Kurma. And then Kurma, you know, he got some sensation, somebody is touching me from behind. So Kurma, you know, he took out his mouth from that shell and he was looking behind, who is touching my... So in this way, it was complete ecstasy. So I was thinking that, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami or Sanatan, you know, this is that Jagai Madhai se mui se papisht. Purishara kit hoita mui se lagisht. So we are more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. And so when Mahaprabhu will deliver us, so how much big Sankirtan will go on in the demigods' planets? And, you know, we see that Narad Muni, you know, who was dancing, he didn't know where his Veena was, you know. So when each soul will go back to Godhead, the demigods and all, Brahma, Shiva, they will have big kirtan, they will go to ecstasy because we are more fallen than Jagai Madhai. And also, we were in South India Yatra, so we were at that Tiruvellam, something in Divya Prabandham, what is it? So in that Divya Prabandham, that professor was mentioning that how the time will come that everybody will chant the holy name of Krishna and the hell will be locked and there will be nobody going there. So now Yamaraj, where he will go? He will go to the gates of Golok Vrindavan and he will stand at the gates of Golok Vrindavan and whoever enters Golok Vrindavan, he will offer obeisances there. So that is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And this only is available at this period. This period is so valuable. Because Krishna and Mahaprabhu appears only in one day of Brahma. If we miss this opportunity, then we don't know when we will again have this opportunity. We have to undergo so much of trouble, so much of lifetimes, unlimited lifetimes. So by fortune, we have got this opportunity. So we should take this opportunity. So in this way, now this section of Haridas Thakur, a little bit, I don't know. So in the Shastras, there are so many explanations of passing away of the devotees, like passing away of Dhruva Maharaj, and now we are reading the passing away of Ajamil, passing away of Bhishma Dev. But the descriptions of passing of Haridas Thakur is the best among all. The passing of Haridas Thakur is the crest jewel of all passing away. Because here we see that Mahaprabhu, you know, he himself was present, and when he took his body and he danced carrying his body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And is Anant Koti Brahmanna. He is served by thousands and thousands of Lakshmi, thousands of goddess of fortune serves him. But still, for his disappearance day, to celebrate his disappearance day, he is standing in front of Simhadwar and he is begging for some charity to celebrate the festival of... So in this way, we can say that we have this special prerogative being in Gaudiya Sampradaya. So a special mercy of Mahaprabhu. That's why Mahaprabhu is called Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gortishanam. So Mahaprabhu is fully, unlimitedly magnanimous. And he is giving this Krishna Prema Pradayate. And he is Krishna, Krishnaya Chaitanya. So I offer obeisances. So in this way, we should perfect our life by taking to this Krishna conscious process. So little bit of 5 minutes of this Lalita Sashti, because importance of Lalita Sashti. So as we know that among the 8 Sakhis of Lalita, Lalita Sakhi is the foremost. And then it is described that Rupa Goswami is under Lalita Sakhi. And we all are called as Rupanugas. So that's why we are actually in Guru Parampara, like coming through Lalita Sakhi. So that's why Narottam Das Thakur also, he writes always in his prayers, Lalita Vishakha Adi Jata Sakhi Vrinda Agyaya Korebo Seva Charan Aravinda. So by taking permission, so unless and until we have their permission, we cannot serve them, serve Radha Krishna. So Lalita Vishakha Adi Jata Sakhi Vrinda Agyaya, by their order, Korebo Seva Charan Aravinda. And so there are some characteristics of Lalita Ji. So Lalita Ji's mother's name is Sharadi, and his father's name is Vishoka, and his her husband's name is Bhairav, and her complexion is like a gorochana. It's like a, it's made from a, when you make something, some preparation from cow urine, it's yellowish in color. So that is her color. And she has her kunja, and her kunja's name is Lalita Ananda. And that is situated on the north side of Radha Kund. And her eternal age is 14 years, 8 months, and 27 days. That is her eternal. And she is the eldest of all Sakhis. And her mood is of that of technically called as Khandita, or that is a jealous heroine who chastises below. That is what is the explained. But she does not manifest this every time, but whenever there is delay in meeting of Radha and Krishna, that time she expresses this. And her temperament is given, that is of Varna Prakhara. So that is contrary and hot tempered. She is always contrary. And this she does to enhance pastime of Radha and Krishna. And her favorite instrument is Veena. And her favorite raga, that is favorite tune, is Bhairava Kalingada. Bhairava Kalingada. Yes. And her 8 closest girlfriends are Ratna Prabha, Ratna Kala, Subhadra, Bhadra Rekhika, Sumukhi, Dhanishtha, Kalahamsi, and Kalapini. And her special talents. Now, her special talents is she is leader of all the Sakhis of Radharani. And she is very magnanimous, like her father. And all the pastime, most of the pastime, she is the instigator. She instigates all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And always she will display a contradictory to Krishna's suggestion. Whatever Krishna will suggest, she will exactly place an opposite argument. This is just to increase the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. And she is very brilliant in composing poetry, brilliant in composing music, and she is very brilliant in understanding riddles, and she is like very fashionable, like for flower decorations. She takes the lead role in decorating the kunjas where Radha Krishna are going to perform the pastimes. And she is expert in performing magic tricks and juggling. And her name is also called Anuradha. Her name is Anuradha because she always follows in the footstep of Radharani. So that's why her name is and this is given in Chaitanya Chandrada Natika, where it is mentioned that when Gadadhar Pandit, he came as Srimati Radharani came as Gadadhar Das, so Gadadhar Pandit. So Lalita also entered in the body of Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit is actually both Radharani and Lalita Sakhi combined. So in this way, this is what is glorious. So I finish my year. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Karanthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.